الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask Him for help and we ask for His protection and we seek safety in Allah from the weakness, from the mischiefs in our own nafs and from the evil consequences of our deeds. And whoever Allah guides, there's no one who can lead him astray. And who Allah finds in error, who Allah finds deviating, there's no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his servant and his messenger. Allah says to us, dear brothers, in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَا إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, have taqwa, be careful, be conscious of your duty to Allah, with the care which is due to him, and do not die unless you are Muslims. And he also says to us, Ya Yuhaladina Amanu, Takulaha, Wakulu Kalan, Sididan, Yaslilakum, Wamalakum, Wayakfilakum, Dunubakum, Waman Yutilaha, Wa Rasuluhu, Bakad Baza Fazanadin, Fazanadin. O you believe, again, reminding us to be careful of our duty to Allah, to be conscious of our duty to Allah, to have taqwa, and speak the right word, speak the truth, and he would put your deeds into the right, or a right state for you, and forgive you your faults. And whoever obeys Allah and his Rasul, he indeed achieves a mighty success. Dear Muslims, in this ayat, Allah is telling us to be conscious of Allah all the time and to be truthful, to be honest with ourselves. First of all, to be honest with our own selves. And then we can be honest with others, but we must be honest with ourselves. If we are not honest with ourselves, then we will allow ourselves to deceive ourselves, and we will make excuses for doing wrong. We will make excuses for deviating from the path of Al-Islam. And we may even get where we feel comfortable doing wrong things because we have lied to ourselves and we've begun to believe it's okay to do things that we are not supposed to do. So Allah says, if we are conscious of Allah and we speak the truth, then he will put our deeds in the right state. In other words, he will guide us to do that which is right. But we have to be honest. We have to use the furqan of the Quran and the Sunnah to make sure that we're not deviated, that we're staying on the straight path. And then God says if we do that, then he will forgive us our faults. He will help us to overcome our weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. But if we use the intelligence and use the spirit of taqwa, we will be able to see clearly what's right and what's wrong. And then Allah will help us overcome the weakness in us so we can stay on the right path. And God says that whoever obeys Allah and his Rasul, and that's the key. The key is to obey Allah and his Rasul. Then that is the one that achieves success. That's the one that achieves success. So Allah tells us, and I'm going to read this in the English interpretation. I'm actually, brothers, you may know this, but I record these khutbahs because I have an internet radio broadcast program on Friday evenings, and I play these khutbahs so people throughout the world can hear this message, and many people can't understand the Arabic, and that's why it's easier for me, because I'm not an Arabic-speaking person. I obviously know some Quran, but the fact is that I want to make sure that I say everything so the audience, not just us here, but everyone can understand it, so I'm going to say it in English. But Allah says in the English interpretation, O Prophet, strive, that means to fight, that means to work, strive hard against the disbelievers. And of course, we know the disbelievers are the munafiqun, the kafirun. You know, the mushrikeen. And God says to fight, strive hard against them, and also the munafiqun, the hypocrites. So you have these two types of people that are enemies of Islam. We have the kafirun, the disbelievers, and the munafiqun. Those people say they believe with their mouth, but they don't really believe. So we have to fight against them. And of course, we know that the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, you know, we fight with our hands if we can. Now, there's ways that we can fight against them. We can use the publications. We can use our mouths. We can use all different kinds of ways without getting in combat with them, because unless they attack us, we shouldn't attack them. But we can attack the lies. We can attack the wrong thinking. You know, we can promote what is right. And Allah says that when God, you know, hurls the truth against falsehood, it knocks the brains out of falsehood. So if we tell the people what is true, then many of the people whose hearts are not evil, they will open their hearts and they will receive the truth. That's what happened to me. I wasn't always a Muslim. I was a Christian for many years. I started to be a priest in the Catholic Church. You know, but there's so much falsehood, and it was confusing to me. And so when Islam came to me, my heart was open, and I accepted. And that was like 52 years ago. I think it was a long time ago, maybe about 50 years ago. In February, it'll be 50 years ago. You know, so there are many people out there that their hearts will be open, but we have to fight against the falsehood by teaching and spreading the truth. And then, of course, we're told that, you know, if we can't change things with our, you know, hands, we speak against it. And if we are not in a position where we can speak against it, then at least in our hearts we should oppose it. At least in our hearts we should oppose it. So when the door does open, where we can work against it, then we are already energized to be able to work against the falsehood. But we should strive against what's wrong. It's not a matter so much against the people, because maybe like me, they don't know any better, you know, but it's against the falsehood that they believe in. And once we get in a position where we can broadcast to the world, like I was telling you, I have an internet radio program. People are going to listen. Maybe you don't have that vehicle, but you know people. You're in the school, you know a lot of people. If they like you, if they want to get to know you, you know, you don't always have to begin talking about religion. But if they ask you about your religion, you know, you tell them the truth. Don't try to make it easy for them by not telling them the whole truth. Tell them the truth. Say, we don't believe that Jesus is God. Jesus didn't say he was God. He never said he was God. I remember about 6 years ago, a brother who came to the, not we weren't here, we were in another building. He came to Juma. He was wanting to study about Islam, but he wanted to be a Christian minister, but he wanted to know about Islam. And after the service, he wanted to talk to me. And I said, I want you to do something. I said, I want you to take your Bible. I said, I want you to take this book. They believe in this book. They believe in this book. I said, I want you to go through this Bible. And I said, if you could find one place in this book where Jesus said he was God, I want you to show me. I said, but you're not going to find it because it's not in here, because he never said he was God. So why did the Christians say that? Because somebody lied to them. You see, but because they haven't been told the truth, then they believe in the lie. When I found out the truth, I gave up the lie. And many people, they're just waiting for the truth. But now, let me continue this. Allah says to be harsh, but now, don't misunderstand this. That doesn't mean to go and fight and push the people around and hit them on the head. It means to be strong in your conviction to stand up for the truth. Okay? Now, this chapel, this church, whatever you want to call it, you know, you look around here and you get a feeling that the Christians worship here, right? But we're here. Am I going to hold back on telling you and anybody else that comes here the truth because Christians worship here sometimes? I mean, the Christian chaplain, he's in the next room. Am I going to not say that Jesus is not God because the Christian chaplain is here? No, he needs to hear it too. Maybe he was like me. Maybe he grew up in a society where they didn't tell him the truth. I don't know. But that's not my problem. My problem is to make sure that I don't be weak, that I have to be strong, and I have to promote what is true. So when it says be harsh with them, it's really saying be strong in your own commitment to be telling them the truth. Okay? And it says, but these people swear, they swear by Allah that they said nothing wrong. You know, they say, but I didn't say anything wrong. But yet they say the word of disbelief. They say that they didn't say anything wrong, but yet what they're saying is falsehood. They're saying things to indicate that they don't believe in what God said, which he told the people, la ilaha illallah. But they may say, well, I didn't say anything wrong. Yes, they did say something wrong. And we have to let them know that's not right. Okay? And it says, then there were some, so you got two groups here, the ones that say that they don't believe because maybe they don't know any better. But then you have the ones that say they do believe, but it says after they have submitted, they start disbelieving. These are the munafiqun. Or maybe they say they believe, but they weren't sincere. Maybe they didn't really believe, so they were still doing bad things, even though they come around a Muslim and say, we believe. And it says, then they got angry. They got angry with the true believers, with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the followers of Muhammad, because they were good people and they were doing right. And so these people that were hypocrites, these people that were weak, these people that didn't want to stop fornicating, they didn't want to stop drinking alcohol, they didn't want to stop doing evil things, they were angry because they saw these people that really believed in Islam that were saying don't do these things. So they got angry, and in their heart they didn't like that, even though they say they was with the Muslims. But they didn't want, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Quran says that you can't have any more than four wives, and some of these people had five, ten, so many wives. The rich people had what they call a harem. They might have had 20 women. But the Quran says you can only have four. They said they believed, but they was angry because now they had to give up some of these women. And they didn't really want to do that. They would rather have the women than have Islam, even though they said they believed in Islam. But God says if they repent, that means to change. That means to quit doing your wrong. Then God will forgive them. He said God will forgive them and it will be better for them. He said, but if they turn away, once that they're reminded of the truth, if they say, I don't want to do right, like for an example, let's say somebody has a bad habit. Let's say a Muslim. You know, we have weakness, right? We do have weakness. We're human. Let's say that a Muslim have a bad habit looking at pornography. That's not right, okay, because the Quran says to lower your gaze, and God, you use the word in English, modesty, but God, the purity, God, you know, so that you don't be looking at women thinking only about you want to have relations with these different women that's not your wife. You see, so the pornography is like an invitation for you to think you can just have these relations with women that's not your wife. So let's say somebody come to the Juma, and the Kutbah, or the Khatib is talking about not to do that, but you don't want to hear that because you like to do that. Well, God said you have to change. If you change, it'll be better for you. But he says that the ones that resist it, God is going to afflict them with a painful punishment in this world and in the next world. It's not just going to wait until it's not going to wait until the next world when you have died and Allah resurrect you in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's not going to wait till then. This bad stuff going to start happening to you now. So don't play with God, because if he tell you don't do something, don't play and think, okay, well, I can get away with it for the next however long I'm going to be alive, and then when I die, maybe he'll weigh my scale and he'll let me off the hook because I've been doing a lot of good. No, he's going to do something to you right in this world, and you're going to be sorry. So when God tells you, and especially for the Muslim, when he tells us not to do something, we better, if it's wrong, we better stop doing it. If you tell us not to do something, we better stop right now. You know, don't say I'll do it tomorrow night, and then after that I'll stop, because if something bad is going to happen, I will guarantee you. And because you don't play with God, because God sees everything. And he has already set up a test for each one of us. And the test is, are we going to obey him, or are we going to obey the Satan? Because the Satan is always going to be trying to tempt us. But then, we're going to close in just a minute. It says, they will have no friend, they will have no helper in the world, in the earth. Those that Allah decide that he's going to punish them because they turned away from the truth, there's nobody can help them get out of that trouble. The only way they can get out of that trouble is they have to repent. they have to ask Allah to forgive them and stop doing the bad stuff. And then, if they're sincere, then He will forgive them. But listen to what it says. He says, there are some who made a promise. And that happens a lot when you're in trouble, when, like, danger. You're like, you have this hurricane up in North Carolina, a lot of people are in big danger. The flood, the lightning, the tornadoes, and they're praying now. And they're saying, God, if you let me survive this, I'll stop doing the bad stuff. Well, it says some of the people made a promise to God, saying, if He will be good to us, if He will save us, we will give charity, we'll give the zakat, we'll give sadaqah, and we will be righteous. We'll be good people. If you just give us a chance to do some good, if you let us get out of this, we'll be okay. You know how it is. When you're in trouble, you pray real hard. That's everybody. But He said, when He gave them the blessing, when He gave them the mercy, when He gave them what we would say His favors, what did they do? They turned away. They took it, they took His blessing, but they didn't do right. They were hypocrites. Alright? So it says, so He made hypocrisy to be in their hearts. See, we're talking about the Muslims now. We're talking about people that say they believe in God, but yet they want to do bad stuff. And then when something bad happens to them, then they get on their knees and they make all these rakahs and say, God, if you just let me get through this, I'm going to be fine. And then when He lets them get, oh, okay, then they start doing bad again. These are hypocrites. They're munafiqun. And so He says that they're going to be hypocrites to the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Once that they start getting in the habit of lying like that to themselves, because God knows they're lying, He'll put hypocrisy in their heart and they'll stay hypocrite. They'll stay munafiqun until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and then we know where they're going to go. He said, why is He going to do that? Because they broke their word. Because they broke their word. They gave the promise, but they didn't keep it. They lied. It said they lied. This is in the Quran. I'm reading right the English translation. So it says, know that God knows their secrets. He knows their secrets. And He knows the thoughts that they hold inside and that they share with other people like themselves. He already knows. He knows all the hidden things. So we're going to stop right there. The main point that we want to make today is what we said in the beginning. Allah says, if we're truthful to ourselves or with ourselves, and we ask Allah forgiveness for our weakness, if we're sincere, then He will help us to get right back on the right path. He will bless us to be back on the right path, and He will forgive us our sins. And then He will make us successful. Inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana tama fi al-akhirati hasana tama kita dabana. Rabbana frigan lana subhanahu wa ta'ala dr. Muhammad sinna ala al-kama kafirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Okay, I promised that we were going to keep it short, so this is going to be real short. But we just want to cover a few items concerning the faithful Muslim. Now, we were talking about the hypocrite, that we were talking about mostly about the munafiqun. We were talking about the kafirun also, but we were mostly talking about the munafiqun, those who say they believe, but their behavior shows they don't really believe. But now we want to talk about the faithful Muslim. Allah says to us, and I'll give you the English interpretation, He said, we created the heavens and the earth. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in all that is between them for no other purpose than to manifest the truth. Wa ma bainahuma illa bilhaq. Okay, so now we know the purpose of this whole creation, including us, is to manifest the truth. And so the question we have to ask is, what is that truth? What is that truth? Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time with it, but we'll tell you the essence of that truth is la ilaha illallah. That's the essence of that truth. If the whole creation, everything in the creation is created to witness la ilaha illallah. And when people deviate, he has sent his prophets and his messengers to bring them back. And we know that the universal prophet, the last prophet, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, to bring us back to la ilaha illallah. So, if you truly believe that there's a living God, if you truly believe that there's an intelligent, active power who is in total control of the universe, of everything in the universe, and one day this supreme power, which his name is Allah, is going to call you to account for your deeds. If you believe that, then you should make sure, and I should make sure, that our deeds are acceptable to Allah. If we believe in Allah, we should try with every ounce of energy we have to make sure that whatever we do is pleasing to Allah. Now, that means we should be faithful. When we say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that means we should be faithful. So, as we get ready to conclude, let us remember that a faithful Muslim is one who believes that Allah is one, who believes that Allah is unique and there's no one or nothing like Allah. A faithful Muslim believes that Allah speaks or spoke to his creatures through some of his other human creatures, what are called prophets or messengers. And we just mentioned that the universal prophet and the last prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And their same message, even though they spoke to many different people of all over the world, the same message was always essentially the same, la ilaha illallah. So a faithful Muslim, dear brothers, has a heart, has a spiritual and mental and emotional core that is all for what's right, all for what's right. Not 99%, not 99.999%, but 100% for what's right. A faithful Muslim doesn't want to be comfortable with doing any wrong. Any amount of unrighteousness troubles the heart of the faithful Muslim. Any amount, even a little bit. A faithful Muslim always suffers regret when he has violated a law of Islam, or if he's made a serious mistake in judgment and he becomes guilty of breaking our Islamic codes of behavior. And we know our Islamic codes of behavior established in the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that he said, before he left physically, he said, I'm leaving you with two things, and if you hold on to these, you'll never go astray. He said, the Quran and my Sunnah. So that is our code. That's how we should live, according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And if we deviate from the Quran and the Sunnah, we should feel bad. We should never get comfortable doing stuff that was forbidden in the Quran or by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we'll finally conclude by saying this. A faithful Muslim is quick to ask forgiveness from Allah. When we recognize we've done something wrong, we should be quick to ask Allah to forgive us, because Allah is our Rabb, and He is our Master. And the faithful Muslim possesses an unshakable belief in the oneness of Allah, in His attributes, in His law, in His revealed guidance, and the just working of the laws of Qadr, of reward and punishment. So we know that we can't get away with anything. Okay, because it's already been established, this law out here, it already has been established that if we do something wrong, then we can expect a consequence, but Allah is most merciful. So if we repent, but we got to repent, we can't ask Allah to forgive us and we're still going to keep doing bad stuff. It doesn't work like that. We got to ask Him to forgive us. We got to stop doing, make every effort to stop doing the bad stuff. And if we're sincere, He'll help us. Then, once we have changed our direction, that's when we get His favor. That's when we get His mercy. And that's when we get His blessing. So we're going to, there's more, but we're going to stop right now for today. But may Allah reward our sincerity. If we are sincere, then Allah has already promised us that He will bless us and He will help us to be strong in our faith and resist the shaitan. Because remember this, Allah permitted the shaitan to test us. He said that he could test us until the day that they are raised up. That's the day of Yom Kippur. So as long as we are on this earth, even if we live to be 150 years old, there are some people on this earth that do live to be that old, we're going to be tested. So don't ever get comfortable and say, well, I'm so good, I'm the best, I can do this, I can do that, I can recite 114 surahs of the Quran, I make all these extra prayers. Don't think that the devil can't get you. Only through the mercy of Allah will you be able to resist the devil. Because where you think you might have all of the sides covered, he may come through another way that you're not even looking. Because he comes from the inside. So there's a weakness in all of us, and he knows that weakness. And it's just like, and we'll finish on this note, it's just like in the surah about Suleiman. You know, Suleiman, he was very wise. He was very strong and powerful. He had a great big army. But it said that Suleiman, it wasn't talking about Suleiman, but it was talking about the people that were so comfortable and rich. It said that he had a staff, you know, a staff is like a stick that the king carries. Or maybe when you like go hiking, you carry the staff. He said that the staff is supposed to represent strength. It's supposed to represent power. He said, but a little ant was eating away at the staff. But the person didn't realize that even though they thought they had all this power, there was something working within that was going to destroy that power. So we might think we're so good, but Allah can allow, if we get to be proud like Iblis, he can allow that weakness inside of us to grow. And then Satan, when he sees that weakness, he'll start working on it just a little bit at a time. Next thing you know, you're falling for something, and you're doing something that's haram. So just pray all the time and ask Allah to make us to be faithful, make us be the right good Muslim we should be. You know, we're going to close. But we thank Allah for being able to be here today. There are many people, like up in North Carolina and South Carolina, they would love to be a Juma. Anywhere, they would love to be a Juma, but some of them are not even alive anymore because the water has already taken their life. Muslims. It's not, this blood is not, just going to kill people that say they believe in Jesus or they believe in Moses. And no, anybody that's in the way, whether they're Muslim or Christian, unless Allah is merciful. So we should always pray because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We the ones today that can be thankful because it's not happening here, but we don't know what's going to happen next week. There's two more hurricanes out in the Atlantic headed this way. So we should be thankful. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Kama salla.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
فقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الله لك السلام ولك السلام. تبارك يا إله إلى الكرام. لا إله إلا الله. لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد. الله يحيي ويميت. الله معنا لك.